Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am CEO of Onyx Queen Media and curator of Blackberry Naturals Networking. For those of you who may be new to the show, I have a lifestyle and branding firm, and I am based out of the Atlanta area, and we also have satellite offices in Chicago, New York, Miami, and also D.C. If you want to reach us on the web, you can. You can go to www.onyxqueenmedia.com, and you can also email us at info@onyxqueenmedia.com. All right, let's get started. This is going to be a little bit longer. I know I usually do my podcast 15 minutes or less, but this is news that you need. If you're an entrepreneur, if you are thinking about starting your own business, now would be an amazing time to put your brand in front of people in such a different way and really expand your brand on these different platforms. So I'm going to tell you the new things that are happening if you have not been updated yet. Some people have been very confused about what's been happening with Periscope and what's been happening with Instagram. And we as business owners have really been hitting Instagram very hard to try and get our ads out there. If people are not familiar, you will know that Twitter and Periscope have a relationship because when you put things through Periscope, it automatically goes through Twitter. If people also don't know is that Facebook owns Instagram. So if you do ads on Instagram, you probably have noticed that you can connect it to an Instagram account. So it is really, all of these different social medias are very interchangeable with each other, and people need to understand the key things that you can really use to build your brand on these platforms. So here are the latest things that are happening right now with Periscope. There are three major things that they made changes to. Okay. The first one is tweet embeds. If I tell you tweet embeds is so important, and the reason why tweet embeds is so important is because you don't have to leave one platform to go to another. You don't have to leave to go to this web address to watch a particular thing. You can scroll through your timeline, and if you see that somebody is live on Periscope, you will be able to watch that broadcast live in your feed, which is absolutely amazing. So these are things that are very powerful because when you are in a particular program and you have to leave that program and go to another program and launch something else, especially when it's on mobile, you're talking about your battery dying down, you're talking about your phone working overtime. Now you're staying there. All of these different social media platforms are trying to keep you within their own, their own app, so that you don't have to launch something else, like a secondary or even a third-party app, to be able to access the information. So if you follow people who often are scopers and, you know, who definitely do, like, shows on Periscope and are, you know, are regular in the scoposphere, as they say, you will be able to see that stuff come up on the Twitter timeline, okay? So that is really something that it's a great addition to what they were currently, to what they were doing before and what they are currently doing now and where they're moving to as well. I also heard through the grapevine that they may be able to do chats. I know that's one thing why people have to always get the app is because you can't chat. You can watch Periscopes from the web, but you can't chat from the web. So I'm hearing that there's going to be a chat function that's coming from, you know, going through the web, which would be amazing. So that would also mean it expands your brand to more people who may not be as social media savvy, who may not really be into the social media world like that. I do have a few friends here and there who don't have any social media. They don't have Twitter, never been on Twitter, don't have an Instagram, probably don't even know what Periscope is. You know, they really are very, you know, against social media. Some of them just have no interest in it at all. So now you'll be able to reach and touch people that may not necessarily be up on all of the different social media platforms because they can get overwhelming, you know. All right, so then the second thing is replay highlights. Oh, my goodness, I was so excited when I saw this because replay highlights are major for Periscope. So, you know, when you go to Periscope and you go to Periscope on your phone and you go into the app and it shows you all of the broadcasts that have taken place since you last were on Periscope, okay? This could be 40, 50, whatever. I go in there sometimes and there's like 30, 40 broadcasts. I try to at least peruse Periscope at least once a day just to see what's going on, and I'll pop into people's scopes here and there. But sometimes a couple days will go by, especially if I'm doing an event, and I don't have time to look at it. So what you will now see is you will see where you can scroll through all of the broadcasts that you miss, but you don't have to watch the entire broadcast. You can get a gist of the broadcast because it'll give you a highlight from the broadcast. The one thing that I haven't pinpointed yet, and I'm still trying to research it a little bit, but I'm going to assume that it's an algorithm that they're using. You don't get to choose what highlights you want to see, like I want to see this highlight or that highlight. They do the choosing for you. But I'm going to assume that the highlight is probably it's probably engagement from people in the chat. So maybe the amount of hearts that popped up at maybe the 3-minute mark, and maybe they choose that as a highlight. I don't know. It's probably some sort of algorithm they came up with. But you can now look at those different broadcasts and keep scrolling through them and see the highlights. And if you are a scoper yourself, meaning you go live on Periscope and talk to people and, you know, discuss your brand and all of that sort of thing, you will be able to look at your highlights as well. Okay, so it works very similar to Snapchat and how Snapchat has, like, you know, Snapchat stories. This is very similar to that. So that is amazing. Here's the next one. This is great. Live autoplay. Live autoplay is just amazing, okay? Now what you will be able to do is that if people do not have Periscope, if they choose not to be on that particular social media platform, what you will be able to do is you will be able to embed the coding into any website. So you can embed it into your blog. You can embed it into your website. So you can tell people, just go to my website and you'll be able to see me scoping from my website. So let's say you're a scoper that does a show maybe once a week on Tuesday nights at 10. You can send out your link to your website and say, hey, go to my website, 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, and you will see my show live on my website. So now people don't even have to have Periscope. Now they don't have to have that extra app on their phone. Periscope, as people know, I love Periscope and I use Periscope. I scope occasionally. I definitely will start scoping more, and I absolutely love it, but it does wear down on the battery. So if you are a person who doesn't necessarily have to have Periscope on your phone, if you're just a watcher and you're not a scoper, this would be a great addition for you. So those three things for Periscope that they've done is they've done tweet embeds, they've done replay highlights, and they've also done live autoplay. So definitely look into those three things and learn how best to build your brand from off of that. If you're not on social media, this would be a great time to jump on there using these options because it truly is amazing. Okay. Now, the one thing I have to say is the auto live broadcast. The auto live broadcasts are on Android right now, and I don't think that they are on iOS yet. So Android users will be able to watch that. Okay. So definitely the embedding of these broadcasts is going to be huge. The live auto plays are amazing. I'm not quite sure what date they'll be coming to iOS, but stay tuned for that, and I'll definitely come back with that update. But it will work for Android right now. So those are the things for Periscope. The next thing, I got hit with this next thing, and I was just so excited. I was like, I can't even believe that this is even happening, because I had actually written to Instagram about this. Like, you know, when you put in your suggestions and things like that. Okay. Oh, this is amazing. Here's the new thing for Instagram. It's called Instagram for Business. It is exactly what I said. Instagram for Business. So remember how I told you Instagram and Facebook talk to each other. They are sister companies. So that means that when you set up ads, if you're familiar with doing ads in Facebook, in the last several months or so, you have seen that if you do ads in Facebook, they will also run through Instagram as well, provided that you made an Instagram-friendly type of ad, which most of them are. There's maybe like five or six different options that are Instagram-friendly as well. So your ad runs through Facebook, and it also runs through Instagram. Okay, but here are some new things that are happening with Instagram, the actual app that is on your phone. I so love this. This is for people. Now, I know there's people that are using different sorts of Instagram-type apps. Like, I don't even want to say some of the names of them, but you're using apps that mimic Instagram, but they're not actually the official Instagram app. This is only with the official Instagram app as of right now. What you can do with your app is you can change it to a business profile. People, entrepreneurs, small business owners, whatever you want to call yourself, I'm telling you, it is so huge. It is absolutely huge. Pinterest actually did this as well several months ago, where they switched from you can have a personal account and you can also have a business account. Now, the difference with the Instagram business account is that you can switch to a business profile and now you have access to insights. So if you are familiar with Facebook and having a biz page on Facebook, and a biz page on Facebook means a Facebook page where people can click, okay? They click like, and then they will start following the page, and it starts coming up in their news feed. Not the pages that you add friends. The page that you add friends is a personal page. But the pages that people want to follow you and they have to click like on the page to be able to follow you, that is considered to be a business profile page as far as Facebook is concerned. So Instagram has now taken on that same model in the fact that when you switch from a personal to a business, you now get insights. So on Facebook, it's the same thing. If you click to your Facebook biz page and you go right along up under the blue bar across the top of the page, and this is looking at your, you know, if you're looking on a computer. And you can also see this stuff on your phone as well, but on a computer it's much easier to see. There is a pull down where you can actually open up like a little slider and it'll show you insights. You can set up your admins for the different people who are going to be posting on your page, if you have interns, things like that. So you can see when your audience is actually online. It gives you so much information. But one of the things is called insights. So you can see who's online, at what time. You can actually look at your posts to see what posts are doing better than others, which posts had better engagement than others, the amount of clicks on the post, the amount of likes on the post, all of those different things. So your quote-unquote insights. Instagram for Business, when you switch over to the business profile, is going to do the same thing, okay? Recently, Facebook also made a call to action button. Instagram has also mimicked this as well under the business profile. So that means you can set up an email address, you can set up a phone number, and when people click on your profile, now it's going to, when they click on that call to action button, it will bring up an option for them to click call, and it will directly call whatever number you set up in there. or you can click email and it will automatically launch your, whatever your email client is on your phone. It's so powerful, so powerful. Another thing that I think is just, this is one of the greatest things ever. Like I'm loving Instagram for doing this because I think that it is just going to be a straight up game changer. Not only can you see your insights, meaning you can see your post engagement, but for all of the posts that you now put up on your Instagram, you can see not only just the engagement, but now you can promote that post. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Okay, let me explain. You're going to see a button that says promote, and you're going to see a button that says insights. So the insights are going to show you the engagement of that post, how many people click like, how many views, all that sort of stuff. But then there's another piece to the equation where you can actually promote the post, meaning you are going to put in your credit card number, your whatever it is, debit card number, whatever you got going on, and now you can spend a few dollars and boost that post. Okay, Facebook calls it boosting. You can boost the post. You can do ads on Facebook and you can boost the post. This one is called promoting. So you click promote and you can actually say, okay, I want to spend $5 over the next 2 days. So that means that you'll spend $2.50 a day promoting your post, which means that it's going to stay at the top of people's news feed. It's going to stay in circulation in the news feed much longer. It's the same thing when you boost a post on Facebook, works very similar. It keeps that post at the top of people's news feeds because when you go on Facebook, you will see the latest things that you missed, and then it'll keep piling the new stuff on top of it. But if you have a boosted post, if somebody boosts a post within your circle or your connections on Facebook, that will be a post that you see on a regular basis coming up on your timeline. So it won't keep moving down, down, down to the timeline. It'll actually stay up towards the top of the timeline. So you may see that same post 4 or 5 times. It's not because they've posted it 4 or 5 times. It's because they've paid to keep it in circulation much longer. Okay? I think there's something out there, and don't quote me on it, but I believe there was a measurement done on Twitter saying that the average tweets only last for about 20 minutes, okay? So that means that after you tweet, let's say you tweet at 1 o'clock p.m., by 1:20 that tweet is gone. It is completely gone, and you would have to be the type of person who is following an individual that's going to scroll through 7 hours of tweets. Most people don't do that. If I don't look at Twitter for a whole day, I don't go back to Twitter. Like, I didn't even look at Twitter yesterday on my phone, but I'm not going to go back to yesterday's date and scroll through all that stuff. You only really look at probably, yeah, the last 20 to 30 minutes when you scroll through your timeline. So you have to really make these things relevant, and you have to, you know, find ways to, you know, keep your content engaging for people so it keeps it going. But you can do that, you can forcibly do that by paying a small fee. And when I say small fee, it could be $2, it could be $3. Obviously, the more dollars you spend, the farther your reach will be. Okay, so Instagram had 2 major changes, and that is you can now see your insights of how your posts are going, and you can also promote your posts. So when you go to Instagram, go into the upper right-hand corner and click those 3 little dots and scroll down, and it should say something. If it doesn't say it yet, it is coming very soon because a lot of people have switched over and, you know, have the choice to switch over, and they had no idea what it meant. So it will be coming soon if you don't see it yet. But when you go to the 3 little dots in the upper right-hand corner, when you're looking at your Instagram profile and you scroll down a little bit, it will now give you the option to switch to a business profile. If you don't like the business profile, you can even go back to the personal if you want. So they are interchangeable. okay? But this is very powerful for people who want to do ads. You may not have a ton of money to get a commercial done and, you know, that kind of thing. This way you're engaging with people. Here's another thing that you can do, which is very similar to doing Facebook targeted audiences. If people are familiar with the Facebook ads, you can actually choose the audience. So you can say, I want to target all of the chefs who are in Chicago who are over the age of 25. If you wanted to be that specific, you could. You absolutely could. So you can actually build an audience based on certain criteria that you choose. You can say, I want this ad to be shown to anyone who has entrepreneur in their profile. You can do that, and I actually created something very similar to that earlier today just to test out how this works, okay? So you can actually create your profile. You can create different profiles for different things, which is amazing, and you can save them. So once you create it, if you're going to do something for entrepreneurs, okay, let's say you're going to, like my latest ad that I have right now is a branding 101 guide. Okay, so anything that has to do with small business, entrepreneurs, women in business, anything like that, those are all the criteria that I chose, and I saved it under a profile called Entrepreneurs. Okay, next week I'm going to offer something else for free. I'm going to take that same profile. I don't have to type all that stuff back in. It's already there. This is amazing. You can pause the campaign at any time if people are not familiar with the word campaign. Campaign just means that particular ad that you have running on a regular basis. A lot of times you'll see certain commercials over a span of a month because they're running a campaign. They have 3 or 4 different commercials about the same sale. That is considered a campaign. Okay, just like how we have a campaign for running for office, you know, campaigning, running for office is the same thing. You go to different cities, you know, that politician goes to different cities to talk to those different groups of people about what it is that they're doing. So they're running a campaign. It's the same thing, just like ads on social media. Okay, so when people say, oh, they're running a campaign, it just means they've picked a block of time where they're choosing to push a certain product, thought process, agenda, whatever it is that they have going on, okay, just to make it easier for people to kind of understand. So I will be running entrepreneur campaigns all throughout the summer, definitely going at least through to the end of August, and I started with this one, which is the Branding 101 Guide. If you want to download the free Branding 101, and it's called Branding 101 for Entrepreneurs, and it also comes with 10 tools that will help you jumpstart your business. Visit onyxqueenmedia.com. So www.onyxqueenmedia.com. If you want to get that download, it will be amazing. You're going to get so many great tips in there. I give you all of the behind-the-scenes information on how you can get your brand out there on social media, getting your brand out there in front of your target and ideal client that you're trying to land. It has such great information. And the 10 tools that I give you are websites that I actually use every single day. They're websites and they're also apps that I use literally every day. There's about 10 or so different apps that I use every single day, and I gave you my personal list of apps that I use. So if you go to www.onyxqueenmedia.com, that's onyxqueenmedia.com, you can download it for yourself, and you can see all of the great information. They have a little questionnaire in there, all of this stuff to help you jumpstart your business, okay? So Periscope and Instagram, thank you so much for these great tools. Who knows if they'll listen to this, but I want to thank them for these great tools because they're giving us small business owners, entrepreneurs, these great enhancements that are going to help us with our brand. If you have any questions, if you want to walk through on something, we are happy to do it. feel free to email us at info@onyxcleanmedia.com. You are listening to The Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.